Father, we worship and adore you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the adoration. We crown you glory, honor, and adoration. Holy Spirit, please continue to help us, even as we worship God. In Jesus' name we pray. Say a better amen. Amen. Before you sit down, please put your hands together for the choir and for the band. And before you also sit down, the song that was sung here as a special number was a composition of our own Darry David. Put your hands together for Minister Darry David. What an inspiration. The first time I heard that song, the line that stood out just kept ringing. It's like, we call you holy because you are glory. You're holy, we call you holy, and we give you glory. Yeah, that's the word. We call you holy, and we give you glory. That holy and glory were just ringing in my eyes and my ears. Give the Lord a big clap again. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Now look at your neighbor and say, be careful. You are standing beside a very, very important personality. So behave, behave, behave. Behave yourself. You may please be seated. I welcome you to church again this day. And for those that are worshiping from your different locations, I say, God bless you. I'll be taking my Bible reading for this exciting Sunday morning worship service from Psalm 102 and verse 13. Psalm 102 and verse 13. Thou shall arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. Oh, very few caught it. I said the set time is come. The title of this morning's message is The Time to Favor. The time to favor. Simply put, brethren, favor is an excessive kindness or preferential treatment that a person enjoys above others. Favor can be given by a higher person or personality. One can find favor with a person. Even one can gain favor of a person. However, receiving the favor of God is the greatest privilege anyone could enjoy. We will get to the nitty-gritty of this message even as we go on. Please pay close attention. We are talking about the time to favor. Favor has always been at the center point of whatsoever God intends to do, be it in the physical realm or in the spiritual realm. Shout hallelujah, somebody. If you look at Genesis 6 from verse 7 to 8, Genesis 6, 7 to 8, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation of the Bible. And the Lord said, I will wipe this human race I have created from the face of the earth. Yes, and I will destroy every living thing, all the people, the large animals, the small animals that crawled along the ground, and even the birds of the sky. I am sorry I ever made them. Verse 8, but, somebody say, but, Noah found favor with the Lord. It was the favor of the Lord that kept Noah and his household from being swept away by the flood that destroyed the then world. Favor. Time to favor. Also, Church of God, when it comes to the issue of marriage, favor plays a major role in finding a wife, as established in Proverbs 18 and verse 22. Hence, favor is the connecting factor between you and your life partner. I prophesy to every single sister here in this sanctuary, every single sister watching or following us online, favor will cause your husband to be to find you. I don't like your amen. Those of us that are married, why not say amen? Amen. I say favor will cause your husband to be to find you. Amen. He will know no rest until he locates you in the mighty name of Jesus. Like you have heard the times without number, that favor is not the name that a woman bears. Favor is a spirit. And it proceeds from God. God gives favor. Like the Holy Spirit, acknowledging and knowing when favor is upon your life is very, very key. The most important thing in your life is to be sensitive in the spirit to know when you are operating under favor. It is very important and very, very key for you to be sensitive in the spirit when you are under someone that is operating under the favor of God. Listen to me. When you discover that you are operating under somebody that is under the favor of God, you better don't disconnect yourself from that person or from that organization. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. I don't like your hallelujah. Time to favor. You see, all men and women are created and born equally until favor separate them into classes. Pay attention, people of God. We are all born equal, created equal. But favor, when it shows up, it put people into different classes. Hallelujah, somebody. Ultimately, brethren, favor makes a man or a woman to be distinct among distinguished ladies and gentlemen. When favor shows up, there is a distinction between distinctive men and women. You stand out among those that are standing out. You excel among those that are excelling. You stand out in your own class because you are operating under the favor of God. I shout hallelujah, somebody. I visited Canada for the first time, I think last week, for something. So in Canada, in fact, that was the second time we visited the airport, but the city of Canada or the country called Canada, that was my first time. But I noticed, or we noticed the first time, that when you are coming from any part of the world, if you are entering America through Canada, there is a part of the airport, the international airport, that is called United States of America. So when you get to that point, you see a sign. You are entering into the United States of America. And at the exit point, you see welcome to America. So I got to the airport early because it was like an international flight. But by the time I got to, you are entering the United States of America, their system broke down. It shut down. You know, you just scan your passport and you're good to go. You understand what I'm saying? Why are you saying, yeah, do you have an American passport? I'm teasing now. If you don't have it, you will soon have it. I'm just teasing now. Tell your neighbor, pastor is teasing. Before you go and report them that they should come and... So everything shut down. There was a queue. No, not queue. There was a line. The first time I looked at one American, I said, is this a queue? You mean a line? Line at the queue, this is how much we are talking. So I was, the time to board the plane was getting closer. And I was still at the security point. So I was standing there, hey, I will miss this plane. And somebody from afar was just looking at me. And he walked to where I was standing. He said, come. And I followed him. He said, I'm checking you in. So I followed him. And we got to a point, he scanned everything and said, you are good to go. So I was just standing in the short line. But for that, I could have missed the plane. In fact, I have to run 440. No, what's 440? I'm not kidding you. Because the connecting flight was almost leaving from Canada to Denver. By the time I got down, in fact, they told us in the plane that we should run because the plane is waiting. Area of fairway. I was running, following that, that road that moves in the airport. What is it called? It's not elevator. That thing, it's elevator. Escalator. I was on it. I was running. Because I was looking at the place, I nearly missed, you know, at a point now you have to tear break, you know what I'm saying? So I was I ran. I was the second to the last person. As soon as we entered, they just shut. So even my luggage did not come with me. Favor causes people to be distinct among distinguished ladies and gentlemen. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, favor me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Honestly speaking, Church of God, favor is what brought me to the position I occupy. It's favor. Honestly speaking. Or how can I explain when they took me, wickedness took me to a place of slaughter? But for favor. I don't know if you remember. Somebody came to me that I used to know. He said, are you happy being a tailor? Or being a tailor as an apprentice tailor? I said, I really want to become an engineer, electrical engineer. He said, follow me. Mumuish. And I started following him. Because there was nobody that advised me or is advising me. Anybody that comes. So I followed him. Some of you have heard this story before. He took me to somewhere around Mushi. We got to this compound. Outside the compound, there was a huge fence. Outside the compound, he took a piece of rock. And he threw against the window once, twice. And somebody from the balcony looked out and said, that's how they took me as a lamb to the slaughter. This man, a grown-up man, took a boy that was in his teen, took me upstairs, and they opened the door. Inside, there was a white man in Nigeria, in Mushio. And I saw little boys like my age group. They were all seated, littered all the place. He asked me to sit down. So he went in and came out. I said, how could they go? Let's go. That's why I went out of there. Up to today, I didn't know what could have happened to me. That's why if I have 1,000 tongues, it is not enough to sing the praise of this God that showed me favor. I said, God will show you favor. Put your hands together and say, Father, let me enjoy favor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen to me, Church of God. Favor is what makes you different from other human beings. When you see two people doing the same thing and one is getting a better result, guess what? Favor is at work. Favor. It's not the name of a lady, because I've seen people, ladies, bearing favor, and they are not living a favorable life. Favor can be shown to a church. Favor can be shown to an individual. Favor can be shown to an organization. Favor can be shown to an entity. Favor can be shown. You will experience favor as an individual in the name of Jesus. Shout a better amen. Listen, church, the long and short of this matter is that heaven's glorious embassy is operating under a unique favor. Shout hallelujah. When I met this young man, he was living in one chinchini apartment. I mean, chinchini means small. That's where I met him. But he was happily there. All of a sudden, after some time, we started doing some things together. And he said, Pastor, the Lord has blessed me with a house. Come and dedicate it. When I entered that house, from an apartment to that kind of house, and he built it from the scratch, brand new, tear leather. I dedicated it. Not too long, my wife and I went to this same person who called me and said, we have moved to another place. Not too, in a very short span of time, my wife and I went there and we saw house. I said, wow, see what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. What he was waiting for has come to pass. When he was talking to my wife and I, he said, Pastor, I was struggling. I was suffering until I linked up with you. And he has just started. I say he had just started. The person is in the church, even listening to me and looking at me. So I won't look at where he is, so you don't know who I'm talking about. When you link up with somebody that is operating under favor, don't disconnect yourself. If Jonathan had stayed with somebody who was favored, David, he wouldn't have died, though. But he disconnected. He said, I know you're favored. Jonathan was telling David, instead of saying put, he said bye-bye to his destiny helper. If you're under somebody operating under favor, please don't leave. That's what, cool now. That was what happened to Ruth. This one is a favored woman. I've lost my husband, but I'm connecting with this woman that is full of favor. Where you die, I will die. Your people, because they are favored, will be my people. Only death can separate between me and you. When you link up with a favored person, stay under. 41 years ago, I linked up with somebody that was so favored. I refused to leave him. You know him now. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Favor can make the impossible possible. Mary, case in point. Let me read Mary chapter 1. Okay, you know that there's no Mary chapter 1. Okay, that's good. Luke chapter 1, 34 and 35. Luke chapter 1, 34 and 35. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know no man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. The story of Mary the Virgin shows us the extent that favor, the height that favor can take a person. Mary asked, I'm a virgin. I know no man. How can this thing be? If you look closely to the statement and the answer, I believe what the angels were saying, or the angel was saying, is that we ourselves in heaven, we don't understand. Because what we are used to is that there's a relationship between a man and a woman. The seed of, you understand what I'm saying? That is how we know it to be. But our God sent me to tell you that without a relationship and sexual intercourse, you will get pregnant and have a baby. How can this thing be? We don't know. But one thing we know, Mary, thou art favored above all women. Look at your neighbor and say, you're sitting beside a favored person. Be careful, be careful, be careful, be careful, be careful. Favor can change things. Favor. The angel said to Mary, favor, favor, favor. Favor makes the impossible possible. Favor is going to make the impossible possible in your life in the name of Jesus. Favor is going to take you to the next level in the name of Jesus. Let your amen sound like thunder. I say favor is going to take you as a nurse to the next level, as a doctor to the next level, as a carpenter to the next level, as an handyman to the next level. I say favor will take you to the next level as a professional. Let your amen sound like thunder. I say favor, favor will take you to the next level as a minister of the gospel. In the name, as a human being, favor will take you to the next level. If you believe it, shout yes. But for favor, Mary was not the prettiest. She was not the only virgin in Bethlehem. But favor set her aside. Favor visited her. Favor will visit you in the name of Jesus. Favor makes the unthinkable thinkable. Favor makes the undoable doable. That's what favor does. Shout hallelujah. Time to favor. Psalm 102 verse 13. Our starting scripture. It said, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. Our God is an accurate timekeeper. He is an accurate timekeeper. He showed up in the life of Moses after 330 years. And he said, I have heard the cry of my people in Egypt. Their time to favor her. The time to favor her has finally come. I don't know what you're going through. Your time. I just have that spiritual feel inside of me that the time to favor you has finally come. Let your amen sound like thunder. And God told Moses, the time to favor these people has come, but blood will be involved. Sacrificial blood will be involved. The children of Israel, they went through that sacrificial ceremony. The blood was applied. Death showed up in the land of Egypt. Victory was declared. Freedom was declared. Freedom had happened. Yet, God said in Genesis chapter 12, verse 36, regardless of the blood application, the issue of favor was still needed. you might be born, you may be born again, full of the Holy Ghost, full of power, yet favor is still needed. Favor is still needed. When you find two people doing the same thing and one is excelling, it is favor. If you're still struggling with your Christianity, you will make it to heaven. But it's like going through fire. If you ignore favor, like most of you are ignoring the operation of the Holy Spirit. In this church, we don't worship angels, but their services is welcome. You see, angels are ministering spirit. They are ministering spirit. They are your messengers. It's a messenger to the head of salvation. Ah, shout hallelujah. Favor was still needed. Brother, you need favor. Sister, you need favor. If you look at Exodus 12 and verse 36, look at your neighbor and say, are you ready now for this time? No, ask him, are you ready for this time? Blood was applied, but favor was still needed. In Exodus 12, 36, it says, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Put those hands together and say, Father, we are praying now. Say, Father, give me my own portion of favor. Favor for ministry. Favor to open doors. Favor to live holy. Favor. Begin to pray. Say, Father, give me my own portion of favor. Favor the work of the ministry in my hands. Favor my marriage. Favor my husband. Clap those hands. Lift up your voice. Favor. Father, let America favor me. Let Americans favor me. Let the city of my dwelling favor me. Let the county of my dwelling favor me. Begin to pray. Say, Father, favor me. Favor me. Give me my own portion. You give the Israelites their own portion of favor. My own portion of favor. Release it to me. Release it to me. Release it to me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Oh my God. Time. In that same verse, he said, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that they lend unto them such things as they require. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands and say, Father, favor me. So that nobody will say no to Johnny Guillemewa. Nobody will be able to say no. Nobody will be able to say no. America, favor me. The county I live, favor me. No man will be able to say no to me. No man will be able to say no to my request. My boss will not be able to say no. My colleagues will not be able to say no. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let your amen sound like thunder. The tail end of that verse. So that they lend unto them such things as they required. And they spoiled the Egyptians. Look up, brother. We are still praying. You know, no matter how beautiful, nice looking that food is, when that food is spoiled, will you eat it? No answer. Will you eat it? The Bible says, and the children of God spoiled the Egyptians. Clap those hands now. Clap those hands and say, Father. Father. Come on. Say, Father. Father. The favor to spoil my enemies. The favor to spoil my enemies. Release it upon me. By the reason of favor, I spoil every enemy that is against my life. I spoil the enemy of lack. I spoil the enemy of sickness. I spoil the enemy of poverty. I spoil the enemy of stagnation. I spoil the enemy of every power, every principality obstructing my success. I spoil you. I spoil you in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. It is favor that causes an enemy to come and beg for prayers. Let me read this quickly. Let me read this. Hallelujah. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Genesis 26, from verse 27 through to 29. Genesis 26, from verse 27 to 29. We have come unto thee. That's enemy. That's enemy. Now, Isaac was asking, why have you come here, my own domain? Why have you come? Isaac asked. You obviously hated me. You know, there are some people that hate you for no just cause. They just hate you. They hate your God. They hate your audacity and tenacity to keep on keeping on. They just don't like your face because you refuse to give in. You refuse to give up. Isaac said, obviously, it is so obvious. There's some people hate you that they can't even hide it. You know, it's one thing to hate you and they hide it. Some people so hate you that they can't hide it. It is written all over them that they hate you. Favor will show up. And they will come begging. I say favor will show up. And they will come begging.
Amen.
You obviously hate me since you kicked me off your land. Verse 28, they replied, we can plainly see that the Lord is with you. With all we had tried for you to still come to church this morning, for all that you're going through, you are still bouncing for joy. We thought we are able to silence you, but the more we try to silence you, the more you are shouting. The more we try to stop you from coming to church, the more you are in church, jumping, even though in pain, you are still jumping. We discovered that God is with you. That means we discovered that you are a favored person. It takes the favor of God for the enemy to come tell you that. And they replied, we plainly see that God, the Lord, was with you. So, we want to enter into a sworn treaty with you. Let's make covenant. The tail end, brother, that's what I love. And it ended up in verse 29, the tail end. And now, look. And now look, with all we have done. And now look. And now look. Look, look. Everybody come and see what the Lord has. He said, now listen. And now look how the Lord has blessed you. We try all the attacks. We try all. But see how the Lord has blessed you. Clap your hands and say, Father, shower me with favor. Pray, pray. Shower me with favor so that my enemies can come begging. Shower Johnny Gwerel Yomnewa with favor so that the enemy can come begging. Shower me with favor. Shower me with favor so that the enemy can come begging. Let the enemy testify that regardless of all they have done, you have blessed me. You have blessed my wife. You have blessed my children. You have blessed my ministry. You have blessed my business. Oh, Father, pray prayer, brother. Clap those hands. Clapping is a sign of victory. Clap those hands. Father, shower me with your blessings. Father, shower me with your power. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. It is favor that causes a person to experience divine visitation. Shout hallelujah. You know the story very well of Abraham. I don't know exactly what he was thinking. The Bible says, in the heat of the day, when he's supposed to be inside the house, under the shade of his house or a tent, the Bible says he sat outside. Then the Bible says he lifted up his eyes and saw favor coming. May you know when favor is approaching your house. That person may look ordinary, but if that person carries favor, you better be sensitive. The Bible says he lifted up his eyes and saw favor coming. He approached them because they were going on their own. And he stopped and said, sirs, if I have indeed found favor, because I knew your favor, but it's not a thing for me to find favor. If I have found favor, please stop by. You know the end of the story. That was when God started talking to him through these favored people. That your wife will give birth. At the end of the day, Sodom and Gomorrah will be destroyed. But because of you, there is somebody I need to favor in Sodom and Gomorrah. Favor is contagious. When a father is favored, by connection, the wife is favored. That's why my wife, she is a favored woman. You know why? My children are favored children. And your children are favored. Because Christ in you is the hope of glory. Shout hallelujah, somebody. It is favor that allows a person to experience divine visitation. It is favor that brings the hopeless into hopefulness. Favor does that. You know the story very well of this man who was sick for 38 years. In John chapter 5, from verse 5 through to 6, that's the story I want to highlight. When mommy, pastor, and I visited Israel, we went through the same market that Jesus went through. The Bible says Jesus Christ went through the marketplace. That marketplace, it was still rowdy. But Jesus Christ and people around him, they were bumping on favor, and yet they did not tap favor. He went through the marketplace and came to a pool, the pool of Bethesda, that have 5 porches. He did not stop by just anyone. There was one man that needed to be favored. He has been in that case for 38 years. He went to him. No question asked. Do you want to be healed? He started talking story. And Jesus said, I don't have time for you, because this is the assignment I came for. Take your bed and go home. 38 years of stagnation, gone. 38 years of sickness, gone. 38 years of hopelessness, gone. And you know what? Jesus Christ, hey guys, let's go. If I was part of them, Jesu, where are you going? You aren't going. That's what Jacob did. So, go, okay. You are not going. Do you know that if all those sick people had grabbed Jesus, he would not go anywhere. He could have healed all of them. But they saw. They were saying, you can get here, but we are waiting for when the water will be troubled. Some people, they love trouble. If they are not experiencing trouble, it's that this is not going to work. That's why some people are still not born again. Because it's too easy. It's too easy to be true. Some of you are not doing some business. It's too easy. They say we are waiting for when the water will be troubled. And it's troubles only once. So they still want to struggle. Favor will take away struggling from your life. In the name of Jesus. Let your amen sound like thunder. Favor makes the hopeless hopeful. Hallelujah. Ask him, hallelujah. The time to favor. The Bible says in Proverbs 13 verse 12. Proverbs 13 verse 12. It said, hope deferred maketh the heart sick, But when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. Hope may be deferred. Your expectations may be deferred. Your marriage may be deferred. Having children may be deferred. But I'm on this altar telling you, it's a matter of time. Celebration is coming your way. I say it's a matter of time. You and your household will be celebrated. It's a matter of time. Favor is showing up. I say favor is showing up. Favor is showing up. Favor is showing up. Receive favor. Receive favor. Clap your hands and say, I receive favor for my husband, for my wife, for my children. Prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let your amen sound like thunder. Amen. When favor shows up in the life of a person, things begin to fall in place in pleasant places. Things begin to fall in place in pleasant places. As recorded in Psalm 16 and verse 6, things just begin to fall in place. What people don't want to do for you, they begin to do for you. There's one woman, she took her children to the embassy for visa. And they looked at her passports, that of herself and her children. Something inside of that interviewer said, deny, deny, deny. That was what was inside that person. But instead of deny, igidba, approve. And as the person was approving it, was saying, this is not right, approve. This is not right, approve. Life story, this is not right. Favor makes what is not right to be right. Favor will cause where they have said goodbye, they will begin to welcome you. Favor with the people who have said no to you, when favor shows up, they begin to say, yes, you are the person we are looking for. You are the best we want. We want you. We want you. We want you. We want. May favor show up in your life in the name of Jesus. Favor will announce you. Favor will announce your career. Favor will announce your business. Favor will announce you as a professional. I say favor will announce you in the name of Jesus. Shout amen. Amen. The time to favor her has come. Yeah, the set time. The set time has come. Listen, there is something unique about favored people. When someone is favored, they impact lives. You know the story of Joe in the Bible? Joe, the full name is Joseph. In Genesis 39 verse 5. Genesis 39 verse 5. And it came to pass from that time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house, even in the field. A slave boy stepped into a house, though a slave, but favored. Do you know when this man appeared in the prison, favor still showed up? Listen, sir. Take it or leave it. When you are operating under favor, when you want to leave an organization, they will say, please, what do you want? How much do you want more? It's not because nobody can do what you're doing, but because favor is speaking. Favor is speaking. You see this young man here? Let me remove my glasses so you don't think I'm an old man. You see this young man here? Favor. That's what I'm enjoying. When if somebody operating under favor, there's nothing you ask that favor will not get to you. There are certain prayers you are praying. The only thing that can hand it over to you is favor. Say, with God, all things are possible. He will favor you. The angel was telling Mary, favor. I remember one day. Some of you, I thought Benga was still in church. I remember one day, we went to crusade with Papa Adeboye in Enugu. So crusade ended, and when we were coming back, the plane that took all of us, they were AGOs and senior pastors. But because of the position I occupied, I found favor. So we were in the same plane. But we were in the other side of the plane. And like I told you then, one thing I don't like in those days, when those of us that are in the other side, they will allow the people in the first, you understand what I'm saying? And especially when I'm going into that such plane, I just see them, they will cross, even the, some of them can't even read well. They just spread out newspaper. I used to look at them and say, first class. I sat in the other, you know what I'm talking about? That place of the plane, God help you if you are in the middle. If it's a three-seater, you are in the middle. You will not have any place to rest your hand because the other guy is putting his hand, the other one is putting, so you are just like that. And most time, if you are in the center, you don't play around, you are just looking. When the other person wants to scratch his head, you just put your hand there. And when you finally land, you have to like, listen, it is poor people that said it's the same plane. It's the same plane. It's not the same plane. It's not the same plane. So I was seated. It was in the middle. And the two people were fat. I was just there. No, they were not fat. They had some weight. So I saw this guy from the entrance of the plane. He was, you know how they look around. I don't know what they are actually looking for. So he came to me. I said, excuse me. Say yes. I say, I want to sit there. Business class, first class. I want to sit there. He said, okay, I'm coming. So he went to the tail of the plane and he was coming back. Favor, you can smell favor, you can emute favor. You can smell favor. So he came in front of me. Two senior pastors, AGOs, they were beside me. He looked at me. I said, he said, come. So the pastors asked, where are you going? I say, level don't change. So they took me to the business class and I sat down. Beside me, there were newspapers. So this lady came and the tray brought it out and brought white napkin and placed it on top. I said, okay. Okay. And as that was going on, I just hear the curtain behind. They close it. So that those of you that are... I say, okay. So this is what they do inside here. So this lady came and said, do you care for breakfast? So I have to change my tone. I said, yeah, I'll care for breakfast. They didn't know it's a tailor. Tailor that was talking. And they brought drink. They brought plate inside plane. Cutleries and glass. Not paper, glass. And they brought breakfast. Fried egg. Hot dog. And bread. So I started eating. But inside of me, I say, hey, show them when say I go pay for this, you know. As that was going on, they start rolling chin chin and puff puff to the people are there. I pray favor will change your level in the mighty name of Jesus. Favor causes a distinguished person to be relegated to the background. It is favor that makes you stand out. You are standing out in the name of Jesus. Before this month is over, you are standing out. You are standing out. Favor will do it. You are having your babies. Favor will do it. Favor will cause your husband to locate you. Favor will cause your business to flourish. Favor. Favor is coming your way. Yes. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. The set time to favor has come. Marakasima Shantaba. Roma Kashaba. The time to favor. The time to favor. The time to favor. The time to favor has come. Favor upon your wife has come. Favor upon your husband has come. Favor upon your children has come. In the mighty name of Jesus, shall rise. When I think of the favor of Jesus and all he has done, my very soul yes, Lord. Praise God. I know you are an educated person. I know you are a career person. I know you are a professional. I know you own your own business. I know. But sir, you need favor. Are you a doctor? You're not the only one. Are you a nurse? You're not the only one. Are you a carpenter, a plumber, a hairdresser, a barber, a minister? You're not the only one. But favor sets you at. Listen, look up, brother. Now tell me, what kind of gymnastic, what kind of preaching does Papa Adeboye do? Favor. When he showed up in the Redeemed Christian Church of God 41 years ago, favor showed up. You know what I noticed also? Because I operate under a favored person. When I arrived Heaven's Glorious Embassy 17 years ago, June 5th of this year, I noticed favor showed up. We were very little then. When we were building this place from the scratch, somebody came from Omaha. Somebody said, Omaha. They say I sound like Omaha here. So how do you pronounce it again?
Omaha.
Omaha. Omaha. So he came here on a weekday and he visited with us where we were at Walnut Hill Lane. So after the service, he called me and said, Pastor, the people building this place, are they the people in that church? I said, they are. He said, ah, wow. No, it's favor, sir. It's favor. Heaven's Glorious Embassy, you are operating under favor. Look, instrumentalists. Professionals, not amateurs. This guy that looks like B.B. King. See the owner, the money man. See Sam. See David, Ghanaian. See Evans. Professionals. I told you, anywhere there is Owambe, no, not Owambe, anywhere there they are celebrating with music, check out, you will see one of them there. See voice. Is this see voices or hear voices? That's why the pastor last Sunday said, Pastor, share now, share. There's nothing I'm doing other than operating under favor. Are you going to talk about that young man there? David. Powerful young man. God blessed us. The best sound engineers in the world, they are in this church. The best doctors, no, just name it. Somebody visited us, and when he went to the parking lot, no, he was coming for the first time. The person must be in church here. He said, by the time he arrived the parking lot, he said, eh? We have missed. He told me, say, we have missed the way. Say, the wife asked, why? He said, this cannot be a black church. See, Moto. By the time he entered, he He said, no, this is not a... But he saw that we are all blacks. The stone that the builders have rejected has become the head of the corner. It is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous. It is marvelous in our sight. It is marvelous. It's the Lord's doing. It's the Lord's doing. It is the Lord's doing. It is the Lord's doing. It's not pastor's doing. It's not your doing. He said, I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy. I will have favor upon whom I will have favor. Therefore, it is not to him that will it. It is not to him that run it. But to the Lord that showeth mercy. The Lord that showeth mercy. It is the Lord that showeth mercy. Without favor, your Christian experience will be a struggle.
That's right.
The anointing upon Moses was so key, yet he was struggling until favor showed up. Favor will show up. Clap your hands and say, favor show up. Favor show up upon the life of John Igbeola Mewa. Show up. Favor show up. With our favor, your Christian journey will be laden with struggle. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look up. Mary the Virgin. It was favor that brought Jesus away. Not everybody that heard the gospel the day you heard the gospel or accepted the gospel. There was one man in the Bible when Paul was preaching. Say, Paul, you almost made me a Christian. And Paul said, I wish you are a Christian. He never became one. But look at you. Favor brought Jesus your way. Regardless of all that you have been through, you're still going through. Because of favor, you are still kicking. He has done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Hey, whoa. He have 10,000 sons. It still will be enough. Chuku ne we mi mo, yes it can do more. Ewo. What shall I look up. I was walking around Nnamdi Azikiwe / Balogun around Idumota. You see. When all of a sudden I was hearing, John Taylor. The person I saw was not the same person we used to be at Felara, at Nikula Kukwiti's shrine. He was like reducing as a human being, an area boy with rags. John, I went to him. Wow. Kilo day. Ebing Pami, I'm hungry. We were in Kalakuta Republic together. I was so touched. I put my hands in the pocket to give him money. He said, Emma Fumi. I shouldn't give him. He said, if I give him the money, he's going to with it. He said it's food that he needs now. But if he handles the money, he will not go to where the food is. So he took me to where a woman that was boiling yam to sell. So I said, put so much. I can't remember. Put so much yam and so much meat. That means I don't want meat. Turn that meat to yam. It's food I need. And you need to see how he was eating this. Only God knows when he ate last. I was living with a heavy heart. We used to be together in Fela's house. What happened? Favor was shown to one, and favor did not come to the other. And you say, I shouldn't dance. I shouldn't jump. You are kidding me. Favor. There are certain things God cannot do without implementing favor. The angel said, we don't understand how you can get back you, a virgin. We don't understand. But what we knew then, before we came, that favor. How would that favor come? The Holy Ghost will overshadow you. Lift those hands and say, Holy Ghost, overshadow me. Begin to pray now. Holy Ghost, overshadow me. Holy Ghost, overshadow me. You turn the impossible possible when the Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary. Thank you, Jesus. Overshadow. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Father God, look at your sons and your daughters, those who need salvation. Favor them. Yes. Whatsoever they need, let your favor show up. Yes. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen. Say a better amen. Amen.